You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh, yeah.
Stone cold, don't you know you are my heartache? And I'll go.
Hello, and welcome to my sexy podcast. If that's not energy, I don't know what is! Guys, I'm still figuring out how to do a podcast. As you remember, last episode, Nikki Glaser taught me how. She also kiboshed all of my ideas of what the podcast was. And now I'm just sort of naked out here in space, nipples out to the world, just trying to get those spacey vibes of what it is to be a podcaster. Luckily, I have a guest. Ooh, did that hurt your ears? Luckily, I have a guest. Guys, what can I say? I don't want to say it. I'll turn to Time Out New York, who calls her refreshingly hilarious. She's a good friend to me. She gonna be a good friend to you. Put your hands and your dicks together for Claudia Colgan.
That was amazing. Hi, I'm Claudia. How are you?
Claudia, you're peeking the microphones.
I'm so sorry. I want to know what those ideas were that Nikki, like, talked you out of, because maybe I'll talk you back into
okay,
them.
Okay, cool. Well, okay, so very first podcast that I ever tried to record was called Why Am I So Gay?
Uh-huh.
And then I never booked a time to come in and do the second one, because I was like, well, we kind of figured it out in the first episode. And I wanted to be a little broader. So then I was like, ooh, I'll call it Truth or Dare, and we'll play Truth or Dare. That's a pretty good idea.
That's not a bad idea.
But then I realized, as I was trying to, like, force the idea, that I...
Do I have to wear these? Okay.
Our producer just put a dildo on Claudia's forehead.
And he's like, you have to wear this the whole show.
You can actually take it off and just put it on for the call.
Oh, my goodness.
You can only take calls with a dildo
goodness.
On your
Guys,
hand.
Guys, I just got a glass of whiskey, so things are gonna get crazy. You know what? I just love, this is the thing, I love secrets. So I think the podcast is just gonna be me trying to penetrate my guests, trying to pull secrets out. But I guess you don't really say that. That's uncouth.
Yeah.
What are you flirting with him?
I'm telling him to turn my headphones down. I have a hangover.
I gave you the hangover.
I gave it to myself.
No, that was me.
Thank
we hung
you.
Out. We guys, we hung out last night. We started at Lucky Jack's. We rolled over to, what was it?
Hair of the dog.
Hair of the dog. Oh, the deals were incredible. If you're in New York City, just panting away in the Lower East Side, taking pictures of poor people, just tuck her on in to Hair of the Dog. Amazing specials.
They do. I have a card. It looks like actually kind of like it's a circle.
Let's check out the specials, because they make me... I mean, maybe we'll get them to sponsor the show retroactively.
That would be wonderful. We had the best time at Hair of the Dog.
Hair of the Dog.
They played all our favorite songs.
Man, happy hour from 11:30 to 8 p.m. That's... You know what? I feel like all happy hours should start as soon as you open till the prime hour that you're cutting it off, because everybody's coming in anyway. Who are you to tell me that, like, I've got to wait till 4 p.m. to start getting a deal?
Well, that's when bars usually open.
Oh. Wow.
Sabrina. That's
man,
actually...
Just when I'm trying to get my podcast confidence back up.
You're doing great.
This one opens at 11:30 a.m.
It does?
Anyway, I got a pitcher for $8 I was so happy with myself.
That's not even legal.
11:30 a.m.?
I don't think that's legal.
Going to a bar at 11:30 a.m., you've either got to be celebrating something or
it's your, like, thousandth day of unemployment.
Yes.
That's when you go.
The bar is a guy, then the bar just becomes, like, a guise of, like, oh, we're out here, so I should, but really you would anyway. This could be a tangent that loses the audience
Wait.
Completely. I'm going to get on to something.
I have
real.
Something to say. What? I'm
get
raising
it.
My hand.
Yes, get it.
The bar, I was reading what they had to say on the walls, and one of the things they offered is, like, you could bring in your coffee, and they'll give you a shot in your coffee for, like, $2. So
that's
like,
great.
Yeah, so, like, it was they are trying to appeal to a certain crowd of, like, people who cannot stay away from alcohol.
Yeah.
no matter what beverage, no matter what time of day. So, yeah.
I was at an airport bar and someone did that to their Starbucks. And guess what the cost was? $12. Joke's on you, lady. I was talking to a pastor who was on his way back from rehab.
Whoa, pastor in rehab.
Can we record that gulp just as a sound effect that we can call back? Classic pastor in rehab. Hair of the dog.
I would love it if someone listened, like tuned in right now.
And started masturbating?
This is them swallowing my cum.
Oh, yeah. I wonder if my parents will end up listening to this podcast because I call them every time. And by I wonder, I mean I know they will. And this is just me looking them in the eyes and saying, guys, I'm in New York now, man. Gotta let go of the idea that I'm not gonna talk about swallowing cum through Claudia's mouth.
You want them to embrace that idea? Or?
Well, like, it's just sometimes, because I'm calling them, I know they will listen to it. And be like, what's our daughter up to? And then they'll listen to that part.
You know what?
Last time I talked about sexy things.
Uh-huh.
And it's called My Sexy Podcast. Guys, you best believe we're going to be sexy. Every episode's going to be so sexy. That's desperate.
I have a sinus infection, and I've never felt sexier.
Where it clogs up your nose?
It's like a chronic inflammation thing.
Yo, guys.
Don't get horny.
Chronic inflammation.
My sinus walls are so red.
So tight. Okay. Wait.
I don't know if I'm any good at podcasts.
No,
I want to just apologize.
This is so good. No, this is good because Nikki told me I need to just be casual and talk about things. Mm-hmm. I like internally in my mind when I said the pastor thing, I was like, get it, girl. You remembering things? You off book? So I don't have anything really prepared. I've got some ideas, some things I want to share later. Anyway, I've got to stop.
Talk about the pastor.
Telling people about my podcast process. The pastor, yeah, and then I was talking about having a wife, and he was, like, super chill with it, and I decidedly didn't do the thing of, like, what do you feel about me having a wife?
Uh-huh.
Which is something that, like, you know, as soon as someone, because he had the little, trinket on the neck, or the white square.
Little trinket.
little
jewelry that they wear.
Little piece of broche.
Little costume.
But I think this is actually, and last night you were at the show at Lucky Jack's, right?
Yeah.
So last night I came out, and I was talking about, I wish I knew I was gay when I was younger. And then I just in that moment wanted to high five this black dude and he didn't high five me.
Oh, I don't know. I guess I was like spazzing out.
You must have been freaking out.
I freaked out so hard. I forgot it.
Well, okay. So, he didn't high five me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, if I high five you, it doesn't make you gay. I'm talking about being gay. You're not going to be gay from a high five. But basically, he ended up high fiving me. And he ended up laughing at jokes about me being gay and married and all that shit. Uh-huh. And I do feel like on planes and in those scenarios where you're meeting people that have no exposure to homosexuality.
Uh-huh.
That word's too long.
It is. It's very clinical.
Yeah. All of them are clinical. Lesbian is not a good word.
Ugh. It doesn't need three
gay
syllables.
Gay is cool. Gay.
Gay.
Yeah.
Dyke.
No.
Dyke.
No.
I'm a dyke.
I'm a fucking dyke, man.
That's dyke march.
That's dyke not a good one, right?
No, I don't know. Is there any good word for being a sinner who's going to hell? Come on.
For the record, Claudia and I are both sinners going to hell.
Yeah.
Claudia, how long have you been professionally gay?
I've been out since I was 25.
Okay.
And was taking steps in college.
Yeah.
Very difficult time for me.
Yeah, it's a hard one.
It was, yeah, and it was like, I had all these other issues, like, besides, like, being gay. Like, I was just, like, a fucked up person, so.
Really?
You
seem like a together person with quirkies.
Oh, thank you. I've worked on
but
that
did
very
you,
hard.
Like, when you say you were a fucked up person, what do you mean?
I was, like, a mess. I was a total mess of a human being. I was, like, I did really horribly in school, and I did, like,
you were trying really hard, but you couldn't catch up? Or?
No, like, I got left back in high school, because I didn't go.
Oh, I actually, you were doing smoking weed?
No, I wasn't doing anything. You know what I would do? I would cut class and go read.
What?
Like, I was like a nerd rebel.
What?
And I did that starting in junior high school. Like I missed like a half a year of junior high school, but because I transferred to another school, they kind of didn't look at my records. Like they sort of just took it on sort of faith that I was supposed to be in eighth grade.
Yeah.
I really wasn't supposed to be in eighth grade.
So in seventh grade, you would leave English class and then like go write a novel.
Yeah.
Why did you do it?
Because I didn't want to be in school.
You didn't like the people?
Yeah. I didn't like, I was bullied before it was like cool.
Really?
Yeah.
Before it was cool.
I was severely bullied by a group of Latina girls.
Oh, I knew it was some ethnicity gang together.
I shouldn't have said it. It doesn't matter.
No, you have to say it. It's true.
But they're Upper
white,
West Side Latinas.
White girls,
so they're not
white
like
girls
bad.
Together will be really mean to you. But like, I think a ghettoized culture that comes together, they get it.
Uh-huh.
So they give it even fucking worse.
It was pretty bad. It was pretty bad. I think they just targeted me because I was new. I had transferred momentarily to a new school in seventh grade. So I think they were like, who's this new girl? And they kind of just were like, first they wanted to be my friend. And then like they had all these weird rules I didn't know how to follow. And like I would like somehow like I'd always like do something wrong. And then they would be like, what the fuck? Like I was always in trouble with them, and eventually they stopped talking to me. And then they would like, they'd see me in the hallway, and then they like push me, like, and I'd be like, "You can't say anything." I'm going to report this to a teacher. Like, you don't report these things to teachers because the more you report it, the more they're like,
they
find more ways to like fuck with you.
Oh, you were trapped.
I was a little bit trapped, so I stopped going to school in like maybe like March or April, and I would just go wander the city. And so I think, and
so you grew up in New York.
I grew up in New York, and no one caught up with it. Like it, my mom knew that I was up to something, but like I was so good at lying that I would get away with it.
This is why I hate Latin people. Is that wrong? I mean, completely on the record, off the record. No, I mean we had the same kind of girls. We had like a group of black chicks from the community housing. Who were like, you know, they're from the project. They know how to deal with it all. They're like little adults, but with like really, you know, their instinct. Also, I remember the first time I saw a fight was like the first week of high school. And I was so soft. Like, I still to this day, like, fighting.
Uh-huh.
I just don't want to hurt myself. Like, I get the instinct of like, I want to push you.
Yeah.
But like, they were ripping weave out, and I remember like walking down the hallway the next period, there was like weave on the floor. And then in class I wrote a poem called Why Use Fists Instead of Words. And the second line was, why not let your thoughts be heard? But I was able to like navigate. I actually Dance Monkey danced for them. Like I did the Mary Catherine Gallagher impression. And they would, like, on request be like, you do that girl from SNL.
Uh-huh.
And I would do, like, a Latina thing for them and then just kept them happy that way. But then they would turn on you. Like,
yeah.
If they were in a bad mood, they'd be like, Sabrina's gay. And I'd be like, no, not me. No. I have pictures of Scott Wolf in my locker.
That's when I – actually, 12 years old is when people started, like
– sniffing it out.
Yeah, but it was weird because I had no idea yet. So I was like, why would she say that? Like,
no
idea.
But I was angry, too.
Uh-huh.
I remember Araj, this Persian guy who was like, the guy.
Araj.
I can't hear myself anymore, John. Hello? And I'm back. Almost had a meltdown. Almost fucking beat John up with a chair. Listener, just so you know, what happened was John did something in his fucking booth, and the sound cut up in my earphones.
Yeah, he fiddled with something.
He did.
Sorry, I didn't
anyway,
mean to
cut
you off.
What were we even fucking talking about?
Araj.
God, Araj. Okay,
the
so
Mirage.
I was selling Araj. The Mirage popped up. I was selling chocolate bars in the hallway.
Isn't
at
that
Earl
what we
Hague
all did in junior
school.
High school? Like all we did was sell chocolate bars.
You were selling chocolate bars on the train, I think. Yeah. Didn't you leave the school? You took it.
All I have left are M&M peanut and Starburst. They have like okay.
They always have gummies.
Uh-huh.
Fruity Welch's gummies. They have we're talking about
Subway
candy vendors.
There's these kids who walk up and down the subway through the train selling candy if you don't live in New York.
I mean, it sounds so great when you describe it. Why do I always spit on them?
Yeah, I know. Why are we like, ew, get away from me. I'd rather buy from another vendor.
I'd prefer them to break dancers. Uh-oh, someone's Whoa. Phone is vibrating.
I think it's yours.
Oh, shit.
I don't vibrate.
Okay, what do we have here? We've got a Twitter. I hate when they tell me that says Nanglish and Rhea Butcher and two more just favorited Sarah Schaefer's tweet. I mean, cool. I like Sarah Schaefer.
Go Sarah Schaefer. But like, shout out.
But that's not even an RT. And why are they telling me what other people are doing?
I got rid of Twitter on my phone.
You did?
Yeah.
You're great on Twitter. How do you do that with not it on your phone?
You do it on the web, man. You do it on the internet web browser.
Oh, sure. You pulled it up on that laptop.
Yeah. It's real chill.
Okay. Back to Arush.
Back to Arush.
He walks up to me and he goes, "You are such a lesbian."
Oh my God, and he's so gay.
And
too.
It was like 1,000 bricks on my whole body. I was like, and I got so mad. I remember being so mad, but being like, I can't tell people because then they'll think I'm a lesbian.
Uh-huh.
Which, I mean, if anyone ever calls you a lesbian and these are the things you're thinking, just go ahead and embrace it. Just get it. Get it.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's funny how I remember like when my first friend, Adrian Fish, came out to me, you're gay, like I'm gay, mm-hmm. but I was also homophobic before I realized I was gay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, because you don't grow up thinking you're going to be gay.
Yeah, because you feel normal. Like my body feels normal, my mind feels yeah. normal. And what's the stereotype is that it's like a weird, perverted
yeah.
person.
Yeah, well, yeah, like, you know, like, my mom, she's very liberal, yeah. so, I grew up, my mom raised me, I have a father, and he's in Massachusetts, so, you know, he does what he can from up there, but
yeah.
My mom was always, like, very tolerant of gay people, like, she had gay male friends, she yes. didn't have any gay women friends, so, like, if somebody was a lesbian, she'd be like, she's a lesbian, but would, like, be like, and that's okay, like, trying to, like, make herself okay
the
with
lesbian's
it.
Like, I can fucking hear you. Thanks for the approval.
There were lesbian moms at my school, and my yeah. mom had gone to college with one of them, so she knew. Like, so they were like friendly and would talk.
Okay.
So, my mom would be like, just so you know, she has a partner. Like, she was like, but trying
a
to
little bit
it
gossipy,
to me.
But a lot of bit approving. But also the yeah. gossip. Like, what was your impression before you came out to her? That
my impression of her is that she supported gay rights and gay people, but like didn't want to know them.
Yeah.
Like, they're okay living alongside us yes. in the shadows.
So she was not happy when you came out.
She actually, no. She did a real big 180. She was actually really great. And I wish I had come out to her sooner because once yeah. I told her I was gay, she was like, wait, really? And it like, she then changed her idea of gay people based on me and was like, but wait a second. People are really shitty to you, but you're a great person. So,
okay, yeah. So I mean, my parents, it was like a slower process yeah. of that, but I think that that's the cool. That's why I'm saying it's like our duty to be open about
yes.
who we are, especially in the moments where you're like, oh, this might be uncomfortable for mm-hmm. this person, like yeah. a cab driver, like someone you're sitting next to on an airplane, just to mention it,
uh-huh.
casually just drop it, and then not make a big deal and let them come to you. Like this yeah. Indian lady on yeah. the plane a couple weeks ago was like, but, you know, the classic question, how did you know that you're gay?
She asked you that yeah, on a plane
no.
trip?
I mean, but they
Was it like
will.
A short one or a long one?
It was New York to L.A. It was okay, like a yeah. long time.
Yeah, that's a long time.
But
I'd say like a short hop. No, you don't do that.
I do. I mean, when you feel it, you feel it.
Okay.
I pretty much always feel it. But then uh-huh. you're like, oh, if I open this, like, how do I shut it up?
Uh-huh.
And that did end up happening a little bit. It was like, okay, this is...
Wow.
It was like inside the gay actress studio for her. Like,
and then you wear pants and then she wears a dress. So then she calls you husband.
Like, it's funny. Like, that's what we're starting with.
Yeah,
with so many people's
yeah.
minds is like, it's like, whoa, you just like
the
flipped
binary.
Everything. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, she was like super, I think it's just, we're all just like a high five or like a conversation away from, you know, people moving towards understanding.
Yeah. Once they know a person who's gay.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, wait a second. You're not anything like these weird concepts I have.
Yeah.
Then I have to like, then they can do that thing where they adjust.
Yeah.
Like there are some people who can't do it,
who can never adjust.
Who will always see me like as like something like because I'm out, people feel like they can tell me about like weird sex stuff.
Oh my God.
And I'm
yes.
like, I'm not a person who's like yes. constantly thinking about sex. I happen to just be a person
gay.
With feelings that are not the like norm for this for society. I'm not like a depraved nympho who like
yes.
goes fucks in a park.
Oh my God, yeah, like men talking.
Okay, wait,
like
but that. Actually, some gay men do that. But okay, but never.
No, I mean whatever. Like, yeah.
But they, you know, it's a it's
men
a, it's
are
a
more sexual
yeah.
than women.
Yeah,
straight men, gay men. Gay yeah. men are just because they're both gay men. It just matches up better. Of like, oh, you always want to fuck, and maybe in the woods, and maybe it's cool if I fuck that guy in the woods, and maybe
yeah.
you'll fuck me while I'm fuck blowing that guy.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah, sounds but, like fun just to watch. I like to watch gay male porn. Sorry, Mom. I'm sorry, Mama. I didn't mean to hurt you. But I named this podcast Sexy for Clicks, and now I gotta do shit like talk about it. I wanted to pull up, I'm pulling up a thing my cousin wrote me, because
mm-hmm.
I had this whole thing of last year I came out to my Muslim family, and then they all broke up with me, and it was very horrible. But to, you know, about turning around and people that you think will never turn around. Like when my mom, I wrote this thing saying I'm married, I'm gay.
Mm-hmm.
I know that this is going to be like a bombshell, but like, let's be open about it and talk about it. And I respect that, you know, your culture, and, you know, very like
mm-hmm.
the way you would write
yeah.
that when you love your family, but you have to be open finally about things. And it was all devastating. But the one thing that really devastated me was when nobody wrote back and people start like they canceled a thing at my parents' house. Then my one cousin that I was very close to growing up wrote this message in reply to my mom, who reached out to the younger people in the family and said, like, guys, I get it. Like, your parents, it's hard to deal, but can you talk some sense into them? Like, you guys
mm-hmm.
are all in college. Like, you know Sabrina, you all, like a lot of them knew that I was gay
yeah.
before the email, and nobody was standing up for me.
Uh-huh.
Nobody was saying, this uh-huh. is fucked up.
Yeah.
And my one cousin wrote and said, no, she's done. Like, I do not accept this. And he's in med school. And we were so tight. And he's like, no, she, you know, I'm sick of bending my Islamic, like, faith to appease the society. And, like, very, very... And he went on this rant of like, was she funny? Yeah. Did she love us? Yeah. But mm-hmm. I can't be okay with this. No. So she's done for me. And so he ended up calling me like a year later
mm-hmm.
and we both were crying and he was like, I'm so sorry.
Aww.
And he wrote me, I'm just trying to find this Facebook message. He wrote me and said, let's just open it up. Can you at least sing while I open this Facebook thread?
I'm sorry, Mama. I never meant to make
sexy.
You cry.
See, full
and
conversation. Okay.
I'm cleaning out my closet.
I'm sorry, Mama. I didn't mean to hurt you. All right, let's fade it down.
I didn't mean to make you cry.
I'm cleaning out my closet. I'm coming out. okay, so he said, today one of my good high school friends came out to me. I'm telling you this because I handled it in a way I don't think I would have in the past. Though everything that was said by me was pretty shitty to you and your family, it's clearly has taught me something that no one else in our family was truly able to teach me. My friend was incredibly relieved after telling us, and I felt as though how I responded to him was clearly the best way to move forward as friends rather than as ignorant people. I really wish I could go back in time and undo all the things that I said to hurt you guys. Maybe having my friend come out to me was a way of the universe testing whether I had learned from my past mistakes. Isn't that fucking amazing?
That's amazing.
Yeah.
He has learned from his mistakes.
But that's, so, yeah. Anyway,
yeah.
That's kind of that.
There is progress to be made.
That is right, that is right. You will learn things from this podcast. You will really feel okay about the things that you happened to you.
You
adversity
know what?
Is okay
I don't-
now.
If you're gay, turn this podcast off and send a link of it to your worst gay straight relative.
Your worst gay straight relative.
Whatever they are.
You know.
Send this to that guy or girl.
Yeah.
Or lady.
Just send it to everybody. You know what? Actually, if you're gay or straight, post this as a link on your Facebook if you care about humanity.
Use this podcast to come out of the closet.
And to come all over yourself.
Okay. What?
What?
Is that okay? Why do we have to say the word cum? It's disgusting.
You're the one that you first said that you were drinking cum.
Oh, that's right. That's right. But it's only okay when I do it.
Oh. Ladies and gentlemen, Claudia Kogan has been called charming and chortlesome by LA Weekly. I don't come unprepared. What's chortlesome?
I think chortle means laugh, so it makes you laugh.
Like, why do these people have to fucking do that? Because I guess they've been writing for a magazine so long that they're just like on their last synonym. Splingstenhoifen. What does that mean?
When someone...
Oh, arrive. It means
writes
arrive.
Anything positive about me, I can't overlook it. It's got to be pulled
no,
out.
No, and I feel bad even saying that whoever wrote chortlesome so is, I want to be chortlesome.
LA Weekly, thank you.
That's right. And LA Weekly, chortle me up, bitch. Please. Then I also had this idea that I would read the first part of your most popular tweets, and then you would try to guess the end of them. Is that cool?
Yeah. I mean, didn't I write them?
You wrote them, so let's see if you know the end of it.
Okay.
Okay. Dubstep is the rhythm.
Gloria Estefan was trying to warn us about.
Yeah!
I do that in my act.
Ladies and gentlemen, 400 RTs. I don't really do Twitter tweets in my act that much. I should. Isn't that like what you're supposed to do?
No. They never work on stage. Not never, but I'd say like 1 out of 500 could be a good joke.
But that
joke.
One works?
No. No, I just love it so much.
I just open and close with it. Yeah, because I guess even a joke like that, it is a reader, right? Dubstep is the rhythm. Gloria Estefan is trying to warn us of it. All right. Had a great dinner at the...
C asterisk 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 barrel.
There was an R at the end.
Oh shit.
Ooh, okay. You're one for one.
Okay.
One for two.
One for two.
But you're one for one in terms of our relationship.
Oh, thank
like
you.
Like we're both here for each other.
And you're one for one with me.
And we're one together as one person because we're going to sew our bodies together after this podcast. Okay, next one. It is truly easier to forgive your enemies
than to change your Facebook settings.
Oh, you got lazy there. There's a little more. There are a couple more characters on that one.
It is truly
easier to forgive your enemies than
to
figure out, say it with me, how to limit their access to your Facebook page. Bam!
Nailed it.
255 RTs.
That one got like printed in places. Like that was like, it's like if I ever wind up in Reader's Digest, it's going to be that joke.
Well, it's true though. It is true.
That would like
that
one took off.
It's hard to figure out your Facebook. I mean, yeah. You know, I find the best jokes are have just sort of like a seed or a nugget of just a real truth.
They resonate within you. Hello, Blanche DuBois. Thanks for joining us.
We didn't get that reference in Canada.
Oh.
Blanche DuBois is who?
I think that she is from a streetcar named Desire.
Oh, streetcar named Desire, yeah.
I think Blanche from Golden Girls is based on Blanche DuBois. Blanche Devereaux is the Golden Girl, by the way.
Yo, this girl, Wikipedia up in this shape right here.
If anyone out there has any questions about Golden Girls, please give me an email.
Please tweet her at
Blodia
Blogan?
Blogan, yeah.
Okay. B-L-A-U... D-I-A.
Yeah.
B-L-O-G-A-N.
Uh-huh. Gold Star.
Could have moved too fast for you guys there. You might need to change your 15 seconds back and kind of really spell it out. Okay. Well, then we've done it. So now your mom is cool. My mom is cool.
Uh-huh.
Are we going to call your mom?
I'd rather not.
Yeah. I'll call my mom. She can act like your mom.
Yeah. Is your dad okay with it?
Because it'll surprise her. Yeah, my dad will talk too. I've actually figured my dad is like really funny and I use him a lot in my act, But I've done some. He once, oh my goodness, my little boo-boo. There was like a Huffington Post live thing where they were talking, Sarah Silverman's dad was on it, and it was like, family, comedy, how do you deal with it? Your kid's talking about you. And Sarah Silverman's dad was on fire. He's like writing a book. He's like funny. He's like, well, I'll tell you one thing and another thing. Sarah and this and this and this. And they're like, and over to Sabrina's dad. And my dad was holding his tablet, but like his thumb was on the on the camera. He was like covering the audio thing. Hello? Hello? And then they were talking about, they were like, all right, we'll come back to you, Syed, once we fit. Then he's like on the phone trying to figure out how to do it. And he never actually succeeds, but his face is there on the bottom of the screen the whole talk. Then they start talking about Jewish humor and, you know, Judaism and how it's you know, it's immersed in the culture. And on the bottom of this live webcast, my dad's brown face is so pissed off. Like, he can't hear what they're saying, but you just hear people talking about Judaism, and then this Pakistani brown dude at the bottom, just his face just livid. Just because I think that's his resting face. My resting face is pretty
He's got
angry.
Angry resting face.
Do you have angry resting face?
I have stern, don't talk to me resting face.
Like, everybody's face, whose face is, like, people who smile in resting are murderers.
They're crazy.
Yeah.
They are the killing spree people.
Like, your face just falls down, and then your lips are there, right?
Mm-hmm. They are, so, they should be.
This is your chance to check in the mirror if you are insane or pretty cool.
My resting face, I think, is stern or, like, disapproving, because people will be like, smile!
That's what people
tell me. They'll be like,
people
what?
Be like, smile.
Cheer up. Gad. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I get
Who
that.
Who says that?
Strangers.
On the subway?
Yeah.
No.
Just like that.
Dolphins.
They squeal at me.
Claudia does the best impression of just the average human dolphin. That's not very, whatever. Fuck you.
You don't get that, though? If you don't get that, then you probably have okay, normal, neutral, resting
face. Well, who are these, like, smile Nazis telling people to smile? Like, life is hard, and you're mostly just thinking about what your next move is. Is life hard? Is everybody feeling life is hard?
I thought so. Mine is.
Yeah, life is difficult. So your face is, like, you're just kind of figuring out, like, oh, okay.
My life is hard. It's not even that bad. So I know it's got to be worse for a lot of other people.
What are the good things in your life?
You.
Yes.
This podcast.
Yes.
Stand Up New York Labs.
Yes.
Being served water.
Yes.
By the man who runs the club. I guess also I work part-time now.
Yeah, you on your Facebook, you are looking for people with hair.
I'm always looking for hair models.
She's like constantly giving out money to people for having hair.
It's the greatest thing ever. It's the greatest. Like, all you have to do is grow hair on your head.
And Claudia will employ you.
You could even wear a wig if it was like a
what
good enough wig.
What if they're a little bit casually ugly?
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter?
We've had casually ugly people.
Really? Which
I mean,
ones?
Don't tell them I said that.
We'll add the links to the episodes. So you're making, tell them, you're making,
we make
tell people.
I make instructional videos.
She's making some how-tos. It's eHow, right?
It's, yeah. I make eHow videos happen.
Did you learn something from doing that you practice in your life? I say practice because I did go to yoga this morning. Namaste.
You know what's interesting is I never watch the videos.
No?
I just pump them out. I'm like the Roger Corman of instructional videos.
God damn it. Please reference somebody that's been on the cover of Us Weekly.
Okay.
I'm like the Kim Kardashian.
I'm the Tyler Perry.
Tyler Perry.
Of instructional videos.
Oh, shit.
How's that?
I get that one.
All right, little baby.
Not about baby.
Under
just,
30
no,
person.
You know what? I don't even, it's never about my age. It's always about I grew up in this bubble of like just two immigrant parents. They think culture is like a joke. Like, you know, music.
Are you just going to say it? Just say it. They think it's Jewish.
They hate Latinos. They think it's really Jewish and
it's
Latino.
It's Jewy.
No, they... You know, like art, when they come here and they're like,
I mention a museum, they're like, no, let's make another shelf in your cabinet. You know, they're like, that's what they're into.
They're just into, here like, to fix making your house. Things.
Yeah, totally. Totally. They made so many shelves great. That it got to the point in their last visit that we were in, like, I was crying. And I was like, I just don't want to make more shelves.
Can they come to my house?
They'll fucking shelf it up. They like to make things. That's pretty good. Want to hear about this Dear Abby situation?
I do.
Do you know who Dear Abby is? Kiddo?
Yeah, I think I've heard of her.
All right. Dear Abby has the advice column. And I read this today and I thought, why not bring it in? Why not just shape my podcast the way I want to shape it? Are you listening?
Yeah, I'm okay. Waiting for you to.
Okay, so this lady writes in and goes, Dear Abby, my husband and I relocated to Florida a little over a year ago and were quickly welcomed into our new neighborhood's social whirl. Two couples in the neighborhood are gay. One male, one female.
Lucky.
Wait, they're gay and together? They're like, while they are nice enough, my husband and I did not include them when it was our turn to host because we do not approve of their lifestyle choices. Like, these people, what are they fucking thinking? Like, are you thinking, A, there's two options. You're thinking, A, gay people are horrible and they're a mistake, and so let's not endorse yes. this mistake that God has given us, this horrible mistake of a person. Or they're faking it. They live in this fucking community where it's that difficult to be gay that you'll be shafted from parties, but they're faking it. They feel the exact same way about, like, the woman that's writing this of, like, about, you know, sleeping with another woman that I do, but they just did it because they really wanted to goose me up.
Yeah, they're just doing it for shock value. What if, like, why? Yeah, okay. But the good news is about this article.
Yeah,
is that there are. It sounds like okay. So do you want to read the rest of it?
Yeah. I'll
okay.
Read,
okay.
Because I actually haven't.
There's a silver lining in here.
Yeah, you know the story.
I read it. It was very popular in my Facebook feed today.
Okay, cool. So then she continues, since then, we have been excluded from neighborhood gatherings.
Yeah.
And someone even suggested that we're bigots.
Oh, yeah.
Woo! Fuck the Olympics. Fuck them Olympics. Fuck them in the bum hole. With a broomstick. That was... not the most mature
it's a
way.
Little over the
that
top,
was a
okay.
A little bit tacky. But I mean, she continues. Abby, we moved here from a conservative community where people were pretty much the same. If people were different, they apparently kept it to themselves. It's like fuck you, dude.
Get into a fake marriage.
This is.
Make them happy by like hiding your feelings and stifling
way,
who you are.
Because. Yeah.
You know, they deserve that for being such great people.
So she ends the thing with, but really, who's the true bigot here? Would you like to weigh in? And then her name is Unhappy in Tampa. Which is, you know, that really summarizes, you're the one that's unhappy, bitch. Like, you're creating your misery. So go ahead. If it wasn't the gay couple, it'd be the black mm-hmm. couple. If it wasn't the black, like, shut the fuck up. So Abby writes, Dear Unhappy, I sure would. The first thing I'd like to say is that regardless of what you were told in your previous community, a person's sexual orientation isn't a lifestyle choice. Gay people don't choose to be gay. They're born that way. They can't change being gay any more than you can change being heterosexual. I find it interesting that you were unwilling to reciprocate the hospitality of people who welcomed you and opened their homes to you, and yet you complain because you're receiving similar treatment. From where I sit... which is high on a Dear Abby throne, I'm assuming, just like 19 kilometers in the sky, looking down. From where I sit, you may have chosen the wrong place to live because it appears you would be happier in a less integrated neighborhood surrounded by people who think the way you do. But if you interact only with people like yourself, you will have missed a chance for growth, which is what you have been offered here. Please don't blow it. Yeah. Do like my cousin. Don't blow it.
I love how people, if this is a real letter, let's say, let's assume it's real.
No, it's of course real, yeah.
I love how people write and be like, okay, my whole entire neighborhood hates me.
Yeah.
What? You know, what's wrong with them?
Yeah, totally.
Come on, Dear Abby, talk to them for me. Give them a good word for.
That Abby would write back with like this super glowing review of her personality, and she could post it on the community boards.
They've really done an injustice to you.
I mean, who's the real bigot here? What? Do you know what, like, what a crazy mind.
You can't even be a bigot now without admitting you're a bigot. You know, like there's now like rules where it's like they're passing all these laws where it's like okay to discriminate against gay people.
Oh yeah.
Whereas like you can turn down services to people because you think it's going to promote their gay lifestyle. Like you don't have to make a wedding cake for a gay couple or like get them a corset or whatever flower arrangements. Like you can withhold that stuff based on your religious beliefs, and it's like basically saying like we're tired of being called bigots, like.
I just don't. I mean, then just be nice people and have your opinions. Like, I honestly, when I see like Orthodox Jewish people, I remember my father's stern face in my mind. No, but when I see or like very Muslim people who cover their hair, I really do in my mind, to be completely honest, I say, poor you. Uh-huh. Poor you because you're living your life in a bubble. And the most happy parts about my life are the fact that I'm so free that I get to have this spontaneity, and that's the most beautiful part about my life. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, I just got so vulnerable. I'll put my clothes back on now. But actually, like, I also am an intelligent person. One of the most intelligent, actually.
The most.
The most, if not the most, especially in this goddamn room. John.
Yeah, John.
This is just like, I always just bring in lesbians and we beat up on John. But you got a floppy dick, too.
You and your straight male privilege makes me sick.
Sick.
How do you like it? Oh, you don't even know you have it. You're just living that. Everything is from your POV.
My favorite is, how do you like it? Is that what the Latinas said to you?
Probably.
With that same accent?
The Latinas.
The Latinas.
The Latinas.
The... Okay. Well, what was it? Oh, we're ripping on people who are bigots.
Yeah.
But anyway, they suck.
They do suck. Also...
Oh, yeah. No, I have the intelligence.
You have the intelligence.
I just got, like, obsessed with how intelligent I was and zoned out.
Do you have anything to back that up?
No. Well, so as a smart person, you also know that people are just different. And actually, from having close proximity to similar... Like, in my family... Close proximity was my version of chortles. That was my way of being. Like, I could have just said, like, I have family that's very Muslim. Some of them are very happy. And mm-hmm. and they're happy because of the structure in their life. And so many things of that make me unhappy. That mm-hmm. obviously, you know, the unhappiness also stems from, like, oh, what's going to happen? Like, if my wife was Muslim, I would never have to worry about her leaving me. Instead, I lie awake every night, smelling her hair, whispering in her ear.
Whispering, don't leave.
Listen up, white girl.
You can never leave me.
We've united. And there's no going back.
I think religion, it's like very... religions that like really dictate how you're supposed to live your life. Like there's probably regimented Orthodox sort of religions are really usually just good for men. I don't know if you noticed.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
John. I'm sorry, Johnny.
John looks, he's like, yeah, so? I'll just tell you what he's doing. He's like, yeah, so, and he's like, he's also jacking off. It's so weird. God. So uncomfortable.
He just threw his sperm at us, and I'm keeping it.
He seems really nice, though.
He's really nice. That's why you can do this.
So, but what I wanted to tell you is, it seems to work out really well for men. So it's like, yeah, I can have a wife who does a lot of stuff for me. And this is true for Christianity.
Anyone who takes their religion to the max.
Yeah.
Will end up in the same area.
Yeah.
Which is like the man will deliver, the woman will shut the fuck up
yeah.
and make some babies and take care of the household, but don't have too many
yeah.
ideas.
Yeah. It always works out great for the male head of house.
Yeah. And then so it's just like in the corporate world, how they'll dictate what minimum wage is, whether it's fair or not or whatever. If you're on top, then you can make the rules. And so men have been, so that's how mm-hmm. they've been able. And we solved it all.
Yeah.
We solved it all.
In this podcast?
In this podcast. I do need to call my parents.
Okay.
It happens every episode. It's the little nugget cherry that you're just white for. You're just a little less liberal than these two Yankee doodles talking about gender and, you know, dash. Meh. Lost it. But gonna get it back because I'm calling my parents.
Do they know it's for a podcast, or you just try to have a normal conversation with them?
I wanted to do that at first, but then they're wising up. My dad's been on HuffPost Live. He knows the deal. He knows when the camera's looking at him. They're in Toronto, by the way. My mother is Swiss. My father's
I'm so sorry to hear that.
Pakistani. Ooh.
I'm kidding. I've always wanted to go to Toronto.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
It sounds nice.
It's awesome. I wanted to find out from you why. Daddy?
Hey.
Hey, Daddy.
Hey.
Daddy, are you on the podcast, man?
Okay.
Okay, and okay. I have my friend Claudia Kogan here. Say hi to her.
Hi. Hi, Claudia.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you.
We were just talking. I'll tell you how she is later. She's very secretive about how she is. But we were just talking about the world, and Paul, maybe you can actually weigh in on this. We were talking about religion. You've got some controversial views on religion.
Very much so.
What are they?
I don't know if I should express them on this forum, but they are controversial.
I have
sure.
like 7 listeners, and they're probably all lesbians.
Sorry?
Nothing. Go ahead.
Okay, what's the least
religion
radical one?
Is, to me, religion is basically an invention of humans to control other humans. Every form of religion is doing exactly the same thing. It's just to control the common folk, their thoughts and their purses.
Yes.
Mostly their purses.
Yeah, I mean, even with the rise of religions like Scientology, that's just in your face. The guy used to write science fiction novels. Now he's your messiah?
Yeah, that's right. It's basically a joke to me. And how people follow it is another joke. Really, I don't understand in this day and age how people can actually follow something like that.
It seems like a huge weakness on the part of religious people to sort of fall in line and just follow these
yeah,
people who tell
yeah.
you what to do.
It doesn't make sense.
And now, just because Elizabeth Hasselbeck is one of our listeners, I will say that religion does bring good things when it's used properly. It does bring good things, but just like anything, there needs to be a balance where you understand that it's not, you know, your Lord's word is not the be-all and end-all.
Exactly.
Okay.
I agree.
I'm good on you. Can you pass me over to Mom? I'm going to get a little gem of wisdom from
sure.
her.
One sec. Yeah, one sec.
Okay. Cool. I'm good on you is always the way I end my conversations with Dad. All right, all
Hello.
Filled up. Hey, Mommy.
Hi, Bina.
How are you?
Oh, it's snowing again, and we're supposed to get a rainstorm, too, so lots of fun up here.
Damn, girl. Does that mean we're going to get the same weather? Probably. It's very close.
I don't know. I really don't know. Okay. I mean, we did, you know, we
I
don't
really
always
don't
get
care.
The same. Yeah.
It's not about you.
Okay, so for you, what I wanted from you is, like a health tip. You guys are health nuts. I want to bring to my listeners some of your wisdom.
Well, it definitely would be chia seeds.
Chia seeds.
Because there are so many benefits from it. It's gluten-free. A lot of people have problems with gluten. Okay, it's high in fiber. So if you have problems with constipation, it definitely will help you. And it has some, it's really a superfood because it has some amazing, you know, stuff in it that you can't believe. Like, for instance, it has more 8 times more omega-3 than salmon, and everybody knows salmon is healthy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's got 20% protein. And it has more antioxidants than blueberries.
Hey, are you reading something, Mom? Mom, are you reading something? Are you reading something?
Like, did you Wikipedia chia seeds?
Oh, you just looked up chia seeds.
I all the facts.
My mom, you know,
it has five times more calcium than milk. It's got 7 times more vitamin C than orange.
I'm actually glad you're reading it. It would be kind of
three nuts times more iron than spinach. Twice
okay.
more.
Yeah, but think about how many
banana.
You have to eat to get all that.
Yeah, how many do you have to eat to get all
well,
that?
Well, when they do these comparisons, I'm sure it's you're taking the weight or the volume of chia seeds and compare it to an orange. So you'd have to have a lot of chia seeds to come up to the size of the orange, right?
Okay.
But it's easy to
it's
use.
It's easy to eat them.
You know, and I incorporate it in my daily life.
All right.
You know.
I incorporate you in my daily life.
Okay, and I think you should incorporate it too, because there's nothing bad about it, really.
I also have some bum problems.
Yeah, I know that.
Got a little cut down there. Gotta loosen it
up.
Are
you using chia seeds, Pina?
You ask this all the time. I am...
Not regularly.
I'm not up to your standards.
Yeah.
But I should be.
I eat it every day.
Can you send her some recipes?
She just mixes it into her yogurt, right, Mom?
Yeah, you could put it in yogurt. I add it to the omelette, okay?
How many?
You can use it in baking. You can actually replace eggs with it.
Oh, crazy.
You know?
I'm allergic
to eggs.
You
can experiment with
it,
really.
I mean, once this podcast goes viral, eggs will be obsolete. Chickens will be just...
Not really.
Not really.
There's nothing wrong with eggs unless you're
allergic. She owned you.
All right, Mom. Yeah. I love you. I'll talk to you next time we record a podcast.
I love you, too.
Okay. I like to hear one of these, things. You never sent me the link or anything.
It hasn't gone up yet, but
hear?
There's some...
The first one I don't know where to look for it. Send me some
I will.
Okay?
I will send you some information.
Oh, okay.
Just, you know,
all right.
Skip to when you're
on. Later, yeah.
Okay. Bye.
Bye, Bina. Bye.
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 Ooh, I'm going to be a... cooked egg once she listens. All right. This has been My Sexy Podcast. Mine, not yours. That's the tone that I had. I'll give you another read of that. This has been My Sexy Podcast. And finally, this has been My Sexy Podcast, starring Sabrina Jalice and today's guest, Claudia Kogan.
Hello and goodbye.
Don't forget, I love you.
It's high in fiber, so if you have problems with constipation, it definitely will help you.